You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. A little after 11 o'clock, it's time for Smash It Back.
Manufactured or was it natural? I thought it was manufactured. They say it's natural. Fair enough. We agree to differ.
Thank you. Well, music is always the strongest way of recalling any period, and as our studio could well do with a bit of refurbishing, I'm going to do the decent thing and ask the damned, just for old time's sake, to smash it up. From the 70s, goodbye.
The time is 11:03. You're tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, smashing it up with Smash It Back, Wake the Children Up. It's time for Smash It Back. Here's Anti Nowhere League with I Hate People.
Talk about and get a place in the middle. I had to sugar rush. soon. Root from some cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet tall. And you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my time machine. I got my electronic grave. Time to do some. Ain't no loser. Song producer, I ain't no loser. I said a song producer, song producer. Yeah, the song producer, song producer, song producer. 1, 2, 5, 7, 8.
You're tuned in to Smash It Back, coming into you live every Friday night from 11 to midnight. I'm your host, Dave Fuller. We just heard a track by Chainsaw. That's a band out of Brussels. The track was called What Goes On. And I like how he started that song. Instead of saying 1, 2, 3, he said 1, 2, 5, 7, 8. That reminds me of my young kids. My kids, when they were young, learning how to count, they get all mixed up. But eventually they learn how to count. Before that, we heard a track by the Dead Boys. Dead Boys are out of Indiana, I think. Cleveland, Ohio, I'm sorry. Somewhere in the Midwest, Cleveland, Ohio. And the track was called Sonic Reducer. Before that, we heard Los Reactores, Dead in the Suburbs. And Los Reactores are from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I can only imagine that they stood out like a sore thumb there in the early 80s. And I guess they lay claim to Tulsa's best punk band. Not sure how many punk bands there were out of Oklahoma, but the Flaming Lips are out of Oklahoma City, I think. Not that they're punk, but and they're a great band. And then we had Anti-Nowhere League in there. I Hate People. Clean version, of course. Started off the show with a little live performance by The Damned. It was Smash It Up. It was from some English TV program. All right. Time is 11:16. We got about 45 minutes left in the show. So let's get back into it. I've got a band here called DA! Exclamation point. Track's called Dark Room here on Smash It Back. We'll be right back.
it, Dada, give it out. Do it, Dada, give it out. Do it, Dada. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. Give it out. Do it, Dada, give it out. Do it, Dada, give it out. Do it, Dada. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. Give it out. Do it, Dada. Give it out. Do it, Dada. Give it out. Do it, Dada. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. Give it out, and do it, Dada. Give it out, and do it, Dada. Give it out, and do it, Dada. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. Give it out, and do it, Dada. Give it out, and do it, Dada. Give it out, and do it, Dada. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer. And each day you feel nicer.
Mentally this step lesson, that's a gift for death. Who is not the step today? You give me a life. Mentally this step lesson, that's a gift for death. Who is not the step today? You give me a life. Mentally this step, my friend, but the fucking test. It's all our leaders, found by one flew over the cuckoo's nest. Mentally, this step lesson, never give a damn. Who is not the step today? Look at me, I am. Mentally, this step lesson, never give a damn. Who is not the step today? Look at me, I am. Mentally, this step, my friend, just don't give a damn. As long as there's a pleasant way, look at me, I am.
Emergency cases. But when you say we're gone, we still hang on. When you say we're gone, we still hang on. 'Cause 999's a waste of time. 'Cause everybody hates an emergency case. Everybody hates an emergency case. Crisis, emergency cases.
I found out about Trade to Tape and Records. It was a used record store a couple blocks from my high school. So sophomore year, I just ride my bike there after school and take every record that was in the free box, no matter what it was, just to see what it was. And plus, you know, there was Kick Out the Jams for 50 cents, which totally changed my life. It made me that much lonelier because my other friends got into Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Yes at the same time. And to me, Yes is still maybe the worst band ever. You know, there's that, like, the bottom six of just horribleness, and Yes is at the very bottom. You know, Yes, the Grateful Dead, the Eagles, the Bee Gees, the Beach Boys, although I respect Brian Wilson and all that, and most of that stuff except Good Vibrations I can't stand. At least they had one good song. And the Four Seasons. I had to add a sixth one because they were just so f***ing hideous. Kick Out the Jams led me to the Stooges, and I'd wondered, who is this guy on the cover of Raw Power? I was not into glam or eyeshadow, but this, what if this is good? And then finally, the first album turned up in a same 50 cent bin, and then another Denver Post writer with better taste named G. Brown dumped his record collection, a Trade a Tape, or a large part of it. And so the only way they could turn it over was to sell everything for a dime a piece. And there was Funhouse sealed for a dime. And I also took out things I'd never heard of out of there, like all three albums by the Deviants, who I turned out to really like, from kind of the British closest thing to the Velvet Underground or something like that. And oh, I'm spacing on some of the others, but that was another life-changing event, and I ran out of dimes, so I had to quick ride my bike to another record store and sell off a copy of West Side Story I'd found at a thrift store and make another buck and ride back. That's what people do. I mean, what taking all those free records did for me was it kind of widened my musical taste some, and though there was some magic accidents, not just with rock, but okay, this is kind of singer-songwritery, but this person's good and stuff. I kind of like this person and stuff. So it kind of helped widen me that way. But because it was such a country rock and Scientology jazz fusion hellhole of a town, all over 21 adults, so there wasn't even a teenage underground live rock venues, that, you know, what else is in that bin? But I got all the Doors albums in the first 6 weeks. 13th Floor Elevators, this looks interesting. Naz, this looks interesting. Ema Sumac, oh yeah, my Spanish teacher played this in class, and I thought she sounded like Robert Plant. I'll take this home too. Oh, produced by Les Baxter, and sure enough, a Baxter album turned up in there. And I thought that particular one, The Sacred Idol, kind of had a little bit of Carl Orff in it. So that was what led me early on into Exotica before I even knew what it was.
Then we get to the Exotica records, which also kind of double as the Sex records, too. But there you go, Tito Puente. I like his friend there. And you had to do something to add some sex into the packaging to see what you could get away with. So a lot of those records, they went to town with stuff like that at the time. Yeah, even old Cameo got into the act with those. And
there you have it, straight from the Prince of Boulder, the one and only Jello Biafra, son of Boulder. Talking about Trade a Tape, buying records, riding his bicycle down to Trade a Tape. I think he lived on the hill, possibly, grew up around there. I know he grew up in Boulder, but I think he lived up in maybe the Chautauqua area. Trade a Tape was a number one, in my book, record store in Boulder. Shout out to Johnny Trash, DJ extraordinaire. Need to get him on Smash It Back. Trade a Tape was a great place to ride my bike up to and buy punk records. That's where I used to go. And I'm going to have to disagree with Jello on a few things. I love the Bee Gees and I love the Beach Boys. Got to get a little better music going there. All right, before Jello, we heard a tune from The Undertones, Smarter Than You, straight out of Belfast, Ireland. Then it was a track by The Knicks, Mentally Disturbed, they're out of the Netherlands. And that came out in the early 80s. Then it was a tune by Kleenex. And they were they put out their first album, and then they had to change their name to Lilliput, which I've played both Kleenex and Lilliput. I think there was a lawsuit that was handed to them, and to avoid legal fees and everything, they had to change their name. So anyway, had to do away with Kleenex. They're out of Switzerland, and the track was called Berry Berry. Started off with the set with DA exclamation point. The track was called Dark Room. And of course, here we've got Knight Rider. Which, reminds me of my drive into the station tonight, flying down the diagonal. If you saw me going about 67 miles an hour, screaming by you, that was me. And shout out to Pete Measle. I got here in the skin of my teeth, and he set me up with my first track, as I could not get that cued with a little technical problem. So thank you, Pete, if you're listening. And tune in to him for Roots and Branches on Sunday morning. I've been enjoying that program. All right, let's get back into it. Here's a tune by the Zero Boys. Classic track on Smash It Back, Classic Punk, and Other Junk. Zero Boys, Living in the 80s.
can, back to Bhutan. I wanna see that Japanese man on the beach in 48. When I first met my Japanese babe, a jungle holdout since 45. A Hershey bar with Captain Alive. I'm going back to Bhutan, back to Bhutan. I wanna see that Japanese man, back to Bhutan, back to Bhutan. I wanna see that Japanese man. His little green hat all stained from sweat. He barely tipped it when we first met. He had a house fashioned from bamboo. He wore water moccasin shoes. I'm going back to Bhutan, back to Bhutan. I wanna see that Japanese man. Back to Bhutan, back to Bhutan. I wanna see that Japanese man. I asked his name and he answered Bill. Remember then there wasn't a pill. We remain friends despite his slant. He even taught me a Japanese chant. It goes, oh, hiya, sir, can I open the blind? The ducks are here but for a short time. I'm going back to Bhutan, back to Bhutan. I wanna see that Japanese man. Back to Bhutan, back to Bhutan. I wanna see that Japanese man. Back to Bhutan, back to Bhutan. I wanna see that Japanese man. What a man, back on Bhutan. I'd phone him now if I had a tin can. I'd phone him now if I had a tin can. I'd phone him now if I had a tin can.
Crazy about John Lennon, but at least he didn't drown to death in his own pew. What about you, Jim Carroll? All your friends have. What are you waiting for? Do it! Dead rock and rollers, they were out of controllers.
Okay, let's make this a big one for Flaccid. Okay, let's make this a big one for Flaccid.
Thank you.
That was a nice tune by Expulsion. The track was called Schmucks. Before that, we heard the Controllers with Neutron Bomb. Checking out my notes here. And before that, we heard a tune by Vice Creams. Not Ice Creams, Vice Creams. The tune was called Passions, No Passion. That came out in, I think, 1981, somewhere out of the UK. And then before that was Detention with Dead Rock and Rollers. I guess that tune has been bootlegged many times from what I read, from what I've read. And before that, we heard The Maids. Don't really know too much about that band. The track was called Back from Bataan. And then before that was Sadonation. Sadonation was out of Portland, Oregon. Some very nice vocals on that one. And a nice drum solo in the middle. I'm going to kind of dig into the record collection right now. I thought I had more stuff lined up, but I don't. But we'll see what I've got. Coming up next, we've got Sleepless Nights, so stay tuned for that. That's from midnight to 3 a.m. And it's going to be a great show with Falling Short. Can't go wrong with Falling Short. So I'm looking forward to my drive home listening to that, as always. So let's see what we've got on the vinyl. I think I've got some Butthole Surfers here on KGNU. Smash It Back. Thanks for your listening. I've been your host, Dave Fuller. Tune in coming up soon. We've got the Fun Drive, and Steve Whitehead and I will be doing both. I think Smash It Back falls on two Saturdays during the Fun Drive, so Steve and I will be doing both shows, I think. And then it'll be spring, which will be nice. Thanks for listening. Time is 12:01. You're tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. I forgot to do a ticket giveaway, so give a call at the station, 303-442-4242, to win tickets to Authority Zero, February 29th at the Marquee Theater in Denver. The show is an all-age show at 8 p.m. We ask that you have not won anything in the last 30 days and that you can make it to the show. Give a call to the studio and talk to Falling Short, 303-442-4242. Again, that's February 29th, Marquee Theater. Group is called Authority Zero, American punk rock band from Mesa, Arizona, formed in 1994. The band's style is rooted in reggae, skate punk, with Spanish-Portuguese influences.